So we're here on Daf Chav Beis, Amud Beis. And we're up to a Gemara that starts, My Havi Allah. So let's see if we can find the place. My Havi Allah, if you see, Tosus Dibir Maskel Uba, and then below that there's a Tosus Dibir Maskel Vaha. So midway between the two, you might find a line that starts with the words Akhushe Mitzvah, and then it says My Havi Allah. Yes, no, maybe? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So we have it. My Havi Allah. Now, this My Havi Allah is the final conclusion of the Sugya of Madlikim Miner Liner. So we had, if you remember, machlokas between Rav and Shmuel as to whether or not you're allowed to light one Chanukah candle from another Chanukah candle. Rav says it's asur, and Shmuel says it's mutar. So now the Gemara wants to know, my havi Allah, what's the final conclusion? Now, this is a little bit strange. Why is the Gemara asking what's the final conclusion? Since anyway, we had a statement back on Chav Beis Amud Aleph in the name of Abaye, who's quoting his Rebbe Rava, that we pass like Shmuel in three cases, and this Madlikim Miner Liner is one of the three cases in which we pass like Shmuel. Even though normally the rule is that in a Machlok, Shin Rav and Shmuel, we pass like Rav, but there are three exceptional cases where we pass like Shmuel against Rav. One of them is this case. So why is the Gemara asking My Havi Allah? So if you take a look at Tosus, Dibra Maskel My Havi Allah, he says Tema. Maika mi boile. What is the Gemara asking a question? Maika Omar Nami Chazinon. And then the Gemara is going to analyze. We'll see the next Gemara in a second. Halachora Mashvat Halacha Kishmuel. We pass like Shmuel that Madlikim Miner Liner Doha Rabba, who was the Rebbe of Abaye, Ovid Kavase. He accepted Shmuel, and based on Shmuel, he implemented the halacha like Shmuel. So what are you asking me? How do we paskin? Im Kain, and therefore he says, Kinsa Nami Shari. Even if you want to use a wood chip, you remember that sugya about using some sort of an intermediary to get the ner, to get the flame from one ner to another ner, that also should be mutter. Why? Dal Karchach, we have no choice, the Bekinsa Pligi, that the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is about this very case where he used a wood chip to transfer the fire from one candle to another. Ubi Bizui Mitzvah, and the issue is whether or not this constitutes Bizui Mitzvah. Shmuel holds this is not Bizui Mitzvah because he's doing it for the sake of lighting another Chanukah candle. How does Tosis know that they're arguing about Bizui Mitzvah in the case of Kinsa. Da'amandim a first time in the Rav, if you're going to tell me that the reason for Rav is that Rav prohibits even going directly and taking the fire directly from one flame to another, Mishum Kushe Mitzvah, because he's drawing off and diminishing some of the oil. Itusiv means we've already rejected that possibility. And that was based on the case of Hadloka Samanor in the Beis HaMikdash, where they lit from one candle directly to the other, like the Ner Maravi would light the Ner to its left, the Ner to its right. So it couldn't be that Rav held that it's also to light from one candle to the other, Mishum Ekhushe Mitzvah, because that would contradict the Mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner. So what we're left with is the following. The Maskana is that although Rav would allow you to light directly from one Ner to the other, Rav prohibits using a Kinsa in between. Shmuel, on the other hand, says that's not called Bizui Mitzvah because he's doing it for the ultimate purpose of lighting another Ner Chanukah. And Rava already paskin like Shmuel, and this machlok between Shmuel and Rav. So lahalacha, there doesn't seem to be any issue, any question here that you're allowed to use a kinsa, would you, to transfer the fire from one Ner Chanukah in order to light another Ner Chanukah. So what is Gemara asking? My Havi Allah. But Tzarech Lomer says, Tosis, we have no choice but to assume the Eino Tofes Divrei Rabba Ikar. Meaning that even though Rabba would certainly would certainly advocate the position that there's no bizui mitzvah, and you're permitted to transfer the nair, the eish, from one nair to another through this kinsa because there's no bizui mitzvah. But nevertheless, although Rav accepted the sheet of Shmuel, we're not sure whether or not we can accept the sheet of Shmuel. And that's what we're up to here in Tosis, Umi Boile. In other words, what is the Gemara vacillating about? Umi Boile. Now, in order to appreciate the next part of this Tosis, you may want to put a, you know, a note over here that this is where we got up to. Let's see if we can find a pencil here. Oh. Here's a pencil, if anyone needs a pencil, just to write where we got up to in this Tosis. But we have to take a break now and go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says the following. Don, you came in a little bit late, so I want to make sure that you have the place.
I have to get my computer on.
Oh, you first have to get your computer on. Okay. So that's one drawback of this new app. You have to get your computer on. In the old days, we used paper. Today, we don't want any paper.
But in the old days, you had to get your pen out.
I see.
Turn your brain out.
Okay. My pen is always very close to my chest. It was very handy, always. Okay, are you ready to go?
No.
No.
Maybe you continue, Kevin.
Take another minute there, right? So again, let's just see where we're up to. Amar Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yoshua, and this is approximately, shall we say, 15 lines up from the bottom. Is that a good estimate? So we have a statement of Rav Huna, who is the son of Rav Yoshua. And he says, if you want to know the answer to your question as to whether or not you can use a kinsa as a medium to light one Ner Chanukah to the other Ner Chanukah, you're going to have to study another fundamental issue in Ner Chanukah. Chazina, let's check it out. Let's investigate it. I hadlaka osa mitzvah. And I'll skip a few words. I hanocha osa mitzvah. Now, if you hold hadlaka osa mitzvah, it means the mitzvah is the maisa hadlaka, the act of lighting. If you hold hanocha osa mitzvah, then the mitzvah is not the act of lighting, but rather placing the nair, which is already lit, in its proper location. You may remember that we spoke about a week ago that the location, the exact precise location for the Ner Chanukah is Mi Pesach Beiso Mi Bachutz. It's got to be outside his house and it's got to be near the Pesach of his house, the entryway into his house. We discussed that it should be lower down, maybe up to 10 Tfachim. It should be within a Tefach of the Pesach. It should be on the left side with the mezuzahs on the right. We had many discussions about exactly where the Ner Chanukah should be located. And now we're going with a Man D'Omar. Again, this is not going to be familiar to us because we don't accept this Man D'Omar la'halacha, but Hanocha Osa Mitzvah. That the mitzvah is not the lighting of the candle, but the placing of the candle in its proper location.
Now that's where we're supposed to go.
Okay. So you're going to have to, you're on Chav Bet Amid Bet. I can't tell you whether it's A, B, or C.
No, it's okay. Right?
But if you count up about 15 lines from the bottom, you should find a line that starts with the word Huna.
Yeah, I think that too.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
So let's read this again. And this is a statement of Rav Huna. Chazina, I hadlaka osa mitzvah, then madlikin miner liner. If you're going to say that the mitzvah is in the hadlaka itself, then you can light from one nair to the other, and then we're going to accept the sheet of Shmuel, and you're allowed to do this even with a kinsa, if you remember. But I hanocha osa mitzvah, if the mitzvah is not the lighting of the candle, but rather the placing of the candle, then ein madlikin mi nair l'nair. Then we're not allowed to light from one nair to the other.
Placing meaning placing it so that it's prosum.
Placing in its exact location. Again, you could ask me, Don, why do we choose this location? And then you might go with Pirsimanes. But the point is, forget about all that. All you have to know is, where is that location? And we mentioned that there are many different details about where it has to be. So now, you placed it there. Did you light the candle? If you hold Hanocha Osa Mitzvah?
I
You didn't light the candle. All you did was place the candle. And that's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, placing it in its proper location. Tosfos says on the bottom, Nafkemina im hedlika chere shota v'katan. Let's say the candle was lit by someone who's not considered a legal persona. You know, all legal systems require certain conditions to be met. For example, a person has to be lucid. You know, if let's say I enter into a contract and I'm not lucid, that's not a valid binding contract. So these three categories of individuals are not considered bar das. They don't have something called das, dalid, ayin, tuf. And therefore their actions in halacha are not recognized as such. Now, a cheresh, who's a deaf mute, or a katan, who's below bar mitzvah, a shota is very complicated to figure out what a shota is. I'm not even going to touch on that. That's complicated. But these three categories of individuals are not capable of doing a halachic, binding, valid action. So when they light the Ner Chanukah, that's worthless. But that's only worthless if you hold hadlokos a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the lighting of the candle. But if you hold hanochos a mitzvah, the mitzvah is in the hanocha, I don't care who did the lighting. For my part, it could have been a monkey who lit the candle. As long as a gadol, a person who's a bar hachi in the mitzvah, he's a bar das, he places the ner that's already lit in the right place. So again, Rabbi Osa, I'm going to ask you the following question. Would you say that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah if your Ner Chanukah was lit by a Cheret Shota V'Katan? What would be your answer to that question?
No.
So, no, you see, whenever I ask a question, the answer is always going to be, it depends, right? I always need a complex answer.
Yeah. It depends on the Machloket.
Oh, if you hold Hadlokos and Mitzvah, then the answer is what Steve said, no, you're not Yotze. But if you hold that Hanochos and Mitzvah, then I don't care who did the Hadlok, it was a Cheret Shota V'Katan, as long as you placed it in the right place. That's what Tosfos points out here.
Amen.
Now, we have to figure out what is the issue of Madlikim Miner Liner when you use this Kinsa or Ein Madlikim Liner. What does that have to do with Hadlokos and Mitzvah or Anochos and Mitzvah? And intuitively, I would say that if Hanochos a mitzvah, then who cares about the Adlaka? You know, the Adlaka could be a Cheresh Shota V'Katan, we said. And yet the Gemara says just the opposite, that E Hanochos a mitzvah ain't Madlikin Miner L'Ner. That's counterintuitive. So we have to work this out. Let's see if Rashi gives us a clue over here as to what's going on in this Sugya. It's a very ambiguous Sugya. Rashi has a discussion here towards the bottom of the page called Ihadloka Osa Mitzvah. It's the first of the wide lines in Rashi, which would mean it's five lines up before the end of the Amud. He says, Iha Mitzvah Shal Chanukah Tluya Behadloka. If everything depends upon the act of lighting, then Madlikin. Then we can take it from one candle to the other. Why? Kida Ashkechan b'menorah. You remember that in the case of the menorah, they lit the candles from the Ner Amaravi, so it went from one Ner to another. That's going to be a paradigm for any mitzvah hadlaka. So if Chanukah is a mitzvah hadlaka, then it should fit into the mold of the paradigm hadlaka, which is the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash. So to the same extent that in the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash, the hadlaka was achieved Miner l'ner, from one candle to the other, so too, insofar as Ner Chanukah is a mirror image, because like menorah, it's a mitzvah of hadlaka, according to this Mandi Omar, then you could be madlik miner l'ner. However, I had nocha osa mitzvah, then Rashi says, v'ikar mitzvasa tluya behanocha, that the main thrust of the mitzvah is putting down, placing the ner, it's already lit and you have to place it in the right location, is then ein madlikim miner l'ner. Then we can't light from one candle to the other. Why is that? The hadlaka lav mitzvah hi kuli hai, that the lighting of the candle is not a mitzvah. So when you light from one candle to the other, are you really lighting a ner mitzvah? Are you really now Here I have a Ner Chanukah, right? Everybody look at me for a second. Here's my Ner Chanukah. It's lit. Now, I'm going to take this Ner, and I'm going to light this Ner to this Ner. Is this Ner a Ner Chanukah? Not yet, until I do what? Until I place it somewhere. The mitzvah becomes a mitzvah when I place it. So in this preparatory stage, Rashi says, we'll call it time T1, when he's lighting this Ner from the Ner Chanukah, at that point this Ner is not a Ner Chanukah. And therefore, it's a problem to light a Ner that's not a Ner Chanukah from that which is a Ner Chanukah.
So you're not doing a mitzvah by lighting it.
So since you're not doing a mitzvah by lighting it, then this Ner is not a Ner Chanukah. It'll only become a Ner Chanukah later on when you place it in its right place.
And the original Ner, you're not doing a mitzvah with. And
the original Ner is fine. You know, that I lit in its place, it was located right. Now I come along.
You're not allowed to use it except for a mitzvah.
Right, you could use it for another Ner mitzvah, but the problem is I hold Hanochos of mitzvah. So when I'm holding the second candle and I'm placing it, attaching it to the Shalhevis, to the flame of the Ner Chanukah, at this point, it's not a Ner mitzvah because I haven't yet done the Hanochah. Bless you.
Technically speaking, if you did the Hanochah, lit the first one, and then just like in Beit HaMikdash, you used the wicks somehow to light all the other Nerot, that would work. But that's not the typical way to light a Ner Chanukah.
Right, right. Because we're not talking about a Ner Chanukah with a long wick.
Right.
You know, Don is right. If you have a Ner Chanukah with a long wick, so what you could do is, let's say here's your candelabra, and you have one Ner that's already lit as a Ner Chanukah. Your candelabra is located and situated exactly where it has to be. Mipesach beis o mibachutz. But that Ner Chanukah has a long wick, and now there's a second Ner, which is located on the same candelabra, and all I need to do is make sure that the wick from the first Ner Chanukah lights up the second Ner. I mean, that would be meaningful, even if you hold Hanochos of Mitzvah. Why? Because the very second that you light the second candle, that second candle is in Ner Chanukah, so it's already situated where it has to be. But barring the case of a long wick, if you have a short wick, so the assumption with a short wick is that you are holding a Ner, and you're attaching it to the Ner Chanukah that's already situated on the candelabra in its right place. So when you light this second candle and attach it to the first candle, at that point, your candle is not a Ner Mitzvah because you haven't done the Hanochah yet. So Rashi says in such a case, since you haven't done the Hanochah yet, it's going to be a problem of Bizui Mitzvah. Why? Because the second candle is not a Ner Chanukah, at least at this point in time. If I hold hadlokos of mitzvah, so the very moment that I do the hadlok, it's already a Ner Chanukah. So then I'm going from one Ner Chanukah to another Ner Chanukah, and that's permissible. But if I hold hanochos of mitzvah, and I haven't yet done the hanochah, and at the moment of hadlok, therefore this second Ner has a secular status, not a religious status, it's not a Ner mitzvah, then I get into a problem of bizui mitzvah.
Well, the second Ner is in its place, but you're using another Ner to light it. So,
that would be a problem of Bizui Mitzvah, but that's not the case we're dealing with. We're dealing with a case where he takes the second Ner, he's holding it suspended in midair, so to speak, it's off the ground, and he's attaching it to the first Ner, which is located in its place on the candelabra.
Okay.
At that moment in time, when he does the Hadlaka, is that called the Hadlaka of Ner Chanukah? So the Gemara says it depends. If I hold Hadlaka also mitzvah, that's Hadlaka of Ner Chanukah. And simultaneous with the lighting, it becomes a Ner Chanukah. But if I hold Hanochos of mitzvah, then at the moment of the lighting, I haven't yet established a Ner Chanukah. I haven't yet done the Hanochah. So at this point, it's like a kinsa. It doesn't have the status of a Ner Chanukah. Now I get into the problem of Bizui Mitzvah, Ruben.
So before, you were saying that can we be yotze if a katan harish
or
shota lights? And you would say yes if it's the mitzvah is hanacha. But are we saying then the mitzvah then is not on the gavra, but on
No, again, it's on the gavra, but the question is what action is the gavra obligated? And there are two different actions. Right. One is hadloka, one is hanacha. The gavra has to be a bar chiyuva, and he has to do a maisa. What is that maisa? What defines the essence, the quintessential maisa of hadlokas ner chanuk? We are very used to hadlokos in this. We assume it's the lighting. But now the Gemara is offering another possibility that the hadlokah is not really the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the hanocha. That's the maisa.
I'm asking the question because learning Mishnah Berurah on Hanukkah, and I have trouble understanding, reconciling Mishnah Berurah saying that an onen should light without making bracha. So I'm trying to understand what is he fulfilling and
why would he light at all? If he's not making a bracha, what's the point of his lighting? Yes. Does the Mishnah Berurah clarify
that? It doesn't clarify.
Do you have a Mishnah Berurah? You want to show it to me at 9:30? Show it to me at 9:30 because I'm sure the Mishnah Berurah is going to add a few words here that maybe would clarify why the onen is lighting. An onen is potter ben mitzvah, so why is he lighting in Ner Chanukah? There's got to be something in the Mishnah Berurah, I promise you.
Okay.
I haven't seen the Mishnah Berurah, but I can promise you there's something there.
Okay,
then? Now, what I want to do is go back to Tosfos. Do you remember we made a little note here, I gave you a pencil, where we got up to in Tosfos. So we're in the Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Mai Havi Allah. We covered already the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in Tosfos. We got up to the line that starts with the word Ikar. And we're up to Umi Boile. I just want to know that everyone has the place. Yes, no, maybe? Umi Boile, the Gemara now vacillates. Iha nochos of mitzvah vi asur. This is unbelievable. The exact opposite of Rashi. Rashi says, Ihad loka osa mitzvah. Take a look at the first of the wide lines in Rashi. Rashi says Ihad loka osa mitzvah madlikin. And Tosa says Ihad loka osa mitzvah asur.
That's the Gemara. That's what Rav Huna said, the Gemara. Ihad loka osa mitzvah e madlikin l'ner.
So how is Rashi, I don't know exactly what text Rashi had, because Rashi says Iyad Lokos a mitzvah madlikin.
Right, Iyad Lokos a mitzvah, that's what Rav Huna said.
So let's read again Rav Huna. Iyad Lokos a mitzvah madlikin. So Rashi is good, but take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos says Iyad Nocho, I'm sorry, Iyad Nochos a mitzvah. Oh, I read it wrong, I'm sorry. Yeah. Tosfos says we boil a Iyad Nochos a mitzvah. The Asur. Oh, so why is this Asur? L'Rav. Okay, that's interesting. He's going to Rav. But again, keep in mind that Tosfos is already established in the beginning of Tosfos. We're not sure whether when we accept Abaye in the name of Rav, that we passing like Shmuel. So it could be that we're going to passing like Rav. The Asur L'Rav Miner L'Ner Mishum Bizui Mitzvah Kimo Bekinsa. So if I read this Tosfos correctly, I'm going to suggest the following. That Tosfos is saying that even though you light directly from one candle to the other, it's considered, according to this opinion, as if you lit it with a kinsa. And again, if we're going to use Rashi's explanation, why is this considered like a kinsa? Because since Hanukkah is a mitzvah, he hasn't yet done the Hanukkah, at this point the status of the candle is that of a candle of chol, it's not a candle of mitzvah, so it has the same status as a kinsa. And Rav would hold that that's a problem of bizui mitzvah. Oh, but the other possibility is hadlokos of mitzvah, bishar, and then it would be muta kimo the menorah. This is already Rashi pointed out that just like in the menorah they lit from the Ner Marovi directly to the other Neros, here to a Ner Chanukah, to the extent that Ner Chanukah is a mirror image of Ner Sheb Menorah, because again we're talking about Hadlokos of Mitzvah. So then just like in the Mikdash it was allowed, so too would be allowed outside the Mikdash in the case of Chanukah. The strange thing is that Tosfos doesn't add what Rashi adds here. And that is that it all depends upon whether or not we have a mitzvah at the moment of hadloka, meaning that it's really not like a kinsa. You follow what I'm saying here? Tosus says that if you hold hanochos a mitzvah, then that second candle that you're lighting directly from the first candle is a kinsa. That I understand, because again, we're holding hanochos a mitzvah, he hasn't yet done the hanocha. But what Tosus doesn't do is, when he gets to hadlokos a mitzvah, at this point he should have said that this is a classical case of madlikin miner liner, and there's no kinsa, because if hadlokos a mitzvah, the moment that I light it, it already has the status of an ner mitzvah. Instead, Tosus says that shari kemo b'menorah, as if to say the reason why it's mut is because of this paradigm case of the menorah. I don't really need the paradigm case of the menorah. But let's read one more line in Tosus. Maybe he clarifies this. He says the lo chai shinon lakhushe mitzvah. We've already proven it now as sugya from the case of the menorah that we're not worried about lighting directly one candle from the other as if you are diminishing the oil of the candle. And now we're up to the word umasik. And once again, we're going to have to take a little bit of a break and underline the word umasik. And let's go back to the Gemara again, because Tosfos is going to now build on the final maskana, the final conclusion of this Gemara. So what is the final conclusion of this Gemara? Do we hold hanochos a mitzvah or adlokos a mitzvah? So Gemara says, de'iboilehu, because the Bnei HaYeshiva had a suffix, they vacillated back and forth, hadlokos a mitzvah or hanochos a mitzvah. Now, it's very interesting that if you take a look for a moment at a very, very long and complicated Rashi, which is earlier on the daf, which you might find starts with the words Uba Hoya Messiah, he goes through an entire description of the Ner Maravi in the Beis Hamikdash. Now it seems to me, if I read this Rashi correctly, that Rashi wants to establish that the mitzvah of Ner Shebemigdash was a mitzvah of hadloka and not a mitzvah of hanocha. But let's see if we can find a few words in Rashi. He says, the Ocheis HaYeshana B'yodo, just 1 second, I'll try to Umadik Menes Hashar. Does he say anything here that would shed a light on our issue of Hadlokos and Mitzvah and Nochos and Mitzvah? No. Right now I'm not finding anything in this Rashi that would help us. But maybe Be'ezer Hashem will come back to this Rashi later on. Okay. So now let's go on. And the Gemara says, Toshma. Di Omar Rava. So the Gemara is going to now quote a statement of Rava, ruling of Rava. And based on this ruling of Rava, it's going to conclude, or try to conclude, whether Hanochos a mitzvah or Hadlokos a mitzvah. Rava says the following, Hayu Tofus Ner Chanukah Vi Omid. Tofus means that he's holding on to a Ner Chanukah. Now, the word v'omed is a little bit strange here. It sounds like he's standing. I mean, it really makes no difference whether he's sitting or standing. But very often, the Gemara uses the term tofus v'omed, as opposed to tofus v'yoshev. But really, in truth, there's no difference between whether he's standing or he's sitting. As long as he's holding the candle in his hand, and he hasn't yet placed it down, lo asa v'lo klum. He has not fulfilled his obligation. So Rabbo said, what does that mean? What premise underlies the ruling of Rava? If he hasn't yet placed it down, he's not yotze to the mitzvah. Exactly. Shma mina hanocha osa mitzvah. Since he hasn't placed it down, he's still holding it in his hand. Therefore, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. Because if you were to say, hadlocha osa mitzvah, then who cares whether he's holding on to the Ner Chanukah? He lit the Ner Chanukah. That hadlok itself should be enough to clinch the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And the Gemara rejects it. No, Hassam, the reason why Rava invalidates this case where he's holding the Ner is not because he holds Hanochos and Mitzvah, but rather Haroe Omer, the spectator thinks, Litzarko hu dinokitle, that the reason why he lit this candle is he's using it for his own purposes. It's not for the purpose of the mitzvah to be mafarsa in the Nes, but rather for his own personal purposes. What indicates, according to Rava, that and fools the public into thinking that he's lighting this candle not for Chanukah, not for the mitzvah, but rather for his purposes?
He's holding it.
Usually when you hold something like a flame in your hand, you're using it to walk around and to illuminate a certain area for his own purposes. Rabosai, does anybody remember, I'll be very impressed if you remember, a certain word that I made a big deal about in all our discussions that seems to really be underlying this statement of Rava? A word that describes one of the essential qualities of a Ner Chanukah that has to be, it's critical. And Rava is saying it's lacking, it's absent in the case where he's holding the Ner Chanukah. Hekera, excellent. Donna, very impressed. Hekera. Hekera means that you're lighting this as an Ner Mitzvah, you're not lighting it for your own purposes. We discussed the fact that it's also Lishtamish Li'ora. Rashi says you're not allowed to benefit from the candle, because if you were to benefit from the candle, it would not have Hekera. Nobody knows that you lit it as an Ner Chanukah. We spoke about the unlikelihood of light of allowing you to light your candle of Chanukah on your table where you're eating your meal, because once again, it's lacking in Hekera. People are going to say you lit it in order to illuminate your table because you want to eat a meal. We spoke about the possibility that you have to add an extra candle, which is called the Shamash in our language, so that people will see that when you light the second candle, it can't be for the sake of illumination, because you already lit a candle for the sake of illuminating. So we need the Shamash in order to give Hekera to the second candle and designate it as an Ner Chanukah. Here we see another example where the Halach is very careful, requiring, as it were, Hekera, and therefore if the Omer, if the person who walks by, he says, Litzarko hu dinokitle, he's holding it in his hands because he wants to use it for his purposes, he's not interested in Pirsum HaNes, then the Ner itself is lacking in Hekera. We even went as far as to say, again, just to remind those who were with me, that it's possible that the reason why we want you to light the Ner Chanukah before nightfall, as early as Bein HaShemashos, which is normally considered Safek Yom, is because we want to light it at a time. This is a Sefer Yireyim, light at a time where the Matmiyim means those who see it, they're wondering, why is he lighting a candle when there's still light on the horizon? And the answer is because he's doing it L'shem Mitzvah. So we have many different expressions of this halacha that we require Hekera, and here's one of them. So therefore the Gemara says the following, you thought the reason why Rava invalidates this case where he's holding on to the Ner Chanukah is because Hanochos of Mitzvah, he hasn't laid down the candle in his place. No! What Rava is saying is L'osav L'oklum, even if he were to put it down in its place afterwards, it would still be invalid. Why? Because that luck of the snare, which was achieved when he was holding on to the Ner, is mufka, it's completely excluded from hekera, meaning the omer, the person who walks by, says, Litzarko hu dinokitle. He's only lighting the candle for his own benefit, his own purposes. Tashma, the Gemara says, but I have a different statement of Rava, and that certainly should prove, one way or the other, what the definition of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is. Hidlika bifnim, what happens if he lit the candle inside his house? Vehotzia, and then after he lit it inside, he took it outside and he placed it in its proper place. Pesach beso mibachutz. But also, even before we go on, what do you anticipate should be the answer to that question? If he lit the Ner inside the house and then he carried it outside the house, would he fulfill the mitzvah or not? We're assuming now that you need Pesach Pesach Mibachutz. Not after the Shas HaSakana when they allowed him to light inside. Let's assume that it's absolutely critical that he's got to have a Ner Chanukah Pesach Pesach Mibachutz.
Depends upon which one you hold. If you hold Hadlacha, then you already lit. But if you're talking Hancha,
yeah,
then he, until he places it down, he hasn't fulfilled anything.
Right, but I'm asking, so give me a yes-no answer, kosher or not kosher, yotzeh or lo yotzeh, in the following case. He lit the Ner Chanukah inside his house, and then he placed it outside the house. Yotzeh or lo yotzeh. Let's go according to both shittos. If I hold a lo yotzeh mitzvah, lo yotzeh. If I hold a hanocha yotzeh mitzvah, yotzeh. Why? Because if the whole mitzvah is hanocha, who cares where he lit it? It could have been lit by a cheir shot v'kot. It could have been lit by some age, yardim in a shamayim, some metaphysical age. As long as he places it in the right location, he's yotze. That's called hanochos a mitzvah. But if I'm going to go with the opinion of hadlokos a mitzvah, and hadlok means that at the moment that I light the candle, I fulfill the mitzvah. Well, here's this a critical condition, and that is that you have to light it outside and not inside. He lit it inside. So it's very nice that he brought it outside, but that's not going to impact on his hadlaka. The hadlaka was in the wrong place. And Rava says, lo asa klu. He hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah. Why hasn't he fulfilled his mitzvah? So Gemara says, Iyamid bishleim hadlaka osa mitzvah. If you would understand that Rava was based on the principle of hadlaka osa mitzvah, therefore I'm going to say it makes sense that he's not yotzei, because hadlaka bimkom o ba'inan. What does the word ba'inan mean? We require adlaka bimkomo. And where did he do the adlaka? The critical requirement of Ner Chanukah, everything is condensed into the adlaka. And at the time of the adlaka, where did he light it? Not bimkomo, but betof beso. Is mishum hachi, therefore lo asa v'lo klum. I can justify Rav's position that he has messed up on the mitzvah Ner Chanukah. If you'll say hanochos a mitzvah, amai. Why would Rava undermine this mitzvah and invalidate it? All he has to do is take it outside, place it in its right location, and that's called hanocha. We don't care about the hadlaka. Who cares? Let him modlit the nair on the moon for all I care. Well, then it wasn't even hadlaka. It came down from Shammai. What difference does it make? As long as he takes a lit candle and places it in its right location, he fulfills the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is essentially hanocha. So why did Rava undermine and invalidate this mitzvah when he lit it bifnim, when he lit it inside? The answer must be because Rava holds hadlokos a mitzvah, and you need a hadlok bimkomo, and the hadlok was not done bimkomo. If hanochos a mitzvah, then Rava would allow you to place it down bimkomo, and that would be fine. Okay, now here we get to a tough line in the Gemara. Gemara says no. Rava actually could hold hanochos a mitzvah. And when he lights it inside and then takes it outside, he's not yotze. Why not? Hasam nami haroa omer rohu omer litzarko hu di adlaka. When the roa sees that he lit the candle where?
Inside.
He comes to the conclusion that why did he light it inside?
Litzarko
to illuminate his house. Also, I don't know what the Gemara is talking about. I have to admit. Alright, so he lit inside. Who cares? So he lit inside. Why did he light inside? For his own purposes, he wanted to illuminate his house. But then what did he do? He took the nair and he took it outside. He placed it in its place. So that's called hanochos a mitzvah. And why did he take it outside and put it in its place? Obviously for the sake of what? Of Ner Chanukah of Hanukkah. So why would Rav invalidate this case where he lit on the inside because the Roa is thinking he lit for himself when he placed it on the outside and we're holding now Hanukkos and Mitzvah? The Gemara says that if I hold Hanukkos and Mitzvah, clearly he's not Yotzei the Mitzvah because the Hanukkah was inside. But if I hold Hanukkos and Mitzvah, likewise, it's invalid. Even if I hold up Hanukkos and Mitzvah, this is invalid because the Roa sees that he lit inside, and the Roa comes to the conclusion that he lit for the sake of his own purposes, to illuminate his house. Good! So that's exactly why he lit inside. Yashikaya. But what difference does it make? The whole mitzvah is in the Hanukkah. And in the Hanukkah, he did the Hanukkah L'shem mitzvah. Otherwise, why is he taking this candle and placing it outside? What, is he nuts? He's not lighting up the outside of the house. He's clearly placing it outside the house because of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So the flag of Pirsum HaNes of Ner Chanukah is being waved up high. So why is he not yotze?
Because
yeah, what do you say?
No,
then the sugya is concluding that it's halakha, that's the ikar mitzvah.
But wait a second, we're holding now hanachos and mitzvah.
Yeah, but
so why is he not yosef when he lights it inside and places it outside? If you hold hanachos and mitzvah, the Gemara is going now with the Ma'adi Yomar hanachos and mitzvah. Right, first we thought that Rava, when he invalidates it because he lit it inside, he's holding hadlakos. The Gemara says none. Rava holds hanachos and mitzvah, and it's still invalid. Why? Because the Rava thinks he lit it for his own purposes. Who cares? Let him light it for his own purposes. I could have 50 candles here that are lighting up my house, and now I take one of them and I place it outside. That's called hanachos and mitzvah. Who cares if it was lit for the purpose of illuminating? Now I'm lighting it out. I'm taking it and I'm placing it outside.
Don't we have some principles associated with mitzvahs? Have you someich on mitzvah? That has to be, that you can't, it's part and parcel with the mitzvah, and therefore.
Maybe you're right. Let me read to you the Ritva and see, Ruvain, if you can fit your pshat into the Ritva. The Ritva writes, and I have it here in a note, Yafal gav, the hanochos of mitzvah, had loka atzma. See, we thought that the machlokas here was extreme, two polar extremes. If you hold hadlokos and mitzvah, everything is inherent in the hadlok. If you hold hanochos and mitzvah, everything is inherent, the whole mitzvah exhausts itself in the hanoch. Comes along the Ritva based on this gemara that we just learned, that he said, even if you hold hanochos and mitzvah, it doesn't mean that the hadloka is totally irrelevant. And he says, no. Gam hadlaka tzricha lios kehechsher lahanocha. Now the word kehechsher is a little bit of an ambiguous term. Let's just translate it loosely as a preparatory stage. So in other words, the preparatory stage is the hadlaka itself, and it has to be l'shem ner chanukah. Now Rabbi said, why am I going to yell and scream against the Ritva? Why am I going to go ballistic on this Ritva? What did Tosis say? Let's go over the Tosis, the last line of the page. Afilu what? Nu, Rabosai. The last line on the page. Can you not see the Tosis? It's right there in front of your eyes. You get me very frustrated. You know, I'm asking a question, I'm showing you where it is, and you can't answer my question.
Has to be done in the place of.
No. The last line in Tosis. Can you read the last line in Tosis? That's all I'm asking you to do. There's a one line Tosis at the end of your page. Do you see it?
He said it doesn't matter who lit it.
Correct. It was even lit by whom? A cherei shot of a katan. So how can you tell me that the lighting itself has to be behechsher? It's got to be a kosher lighting because it's the preparatory stage that's going to culminate with hanocha, when it was lit by a cherei shot of a katan. I'll read it to you again. He says, "Af lefi atzad." Even according to that opinion, shanochos of mitzvah gam hadlaka tzricha lios behechsher. Why? Because it's a preparatory stage for hanocha. So you have two parts to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. We thought that it's either or; it's one extreme or the other. Either the Chanukah exhausts itself in hadlaka or exhausts itself in hanocha. No, Tosfos says hanochos of mitzvah means we have another element. Not only do we need the hadlaka, but we also need the hanocha. Now, here he did the hadlaka where? Inside the house. If he did that look inside the house, it's shalol itzarech mitzvah. According to the Roah gets the impression he's lighting it for illumination purposes. V'lachein einu makayim ha-mitzvah ba'anocha. Because there's no adlaka here. In other words, unless you can integrate the adlaka into the anocha, you're not yotze with the anocha. So therefore, since that adlaka in this case was done inside, it can never be integrated into the hanocha to create one complete mitzvah of hanochas ner chanukah, because that adlaka itself was done in a place where it's litzarko, it's for his own purposes, so it doesn't become a ner mitzvah. Lachain, af im be'emes medubri yofen shehidlik bifneim l'shein ner chanukah, even though in his mind he lit it inside not to illuminate his living room, but rather for the sake of ner chanukah. And after that, loka hotzi esaner v'inicho b'chutz. But kevan sharoa, the person who sees him, toa, he thinks mistakenly shad loka b'fnim, the loka inside his house was done litzarko v'lo l'shem chanukah. Is therefore edo mekayim ad loka zu pirsum anes. That loka cannot be related to pirsum anes. And we said that even if you hold Hanocha as a mitzvah, which requires Hanocha, that's the clincher of the mitzvah. Nevertheless, you need that preparatory stage of Hadlaka that's got to link up and integrate with the Hanocha. And in this case, you cannot integrate the Hadlaka into the Hanocha, because the Hadlaka is not the first stage in Pirsum HaNes. It's almost as if Hanocha as a mitzvah means there's a two-stage Pirsum HaNes. The first stage, you reach Pirsum HaNes, let's say we'll call it 30% on the Richter scale. And then the second stage, when you place it down, you get another 70% of Pirsum HaNes. So the first key of Pirsum HaNes to set this whole process in motion, which only gives you a third of Pirsum HaNes, that's the Hadlaka itself. Then from that third Pirsum HaNes, we're able to complete it and complement it until we reach 100% of Pirsum HaNes. But we have to start with that 30%. That 30% is the Hadlaka itself. You're not yotze in the mitzvah with Hadlaka. You need a Hanocha, because we're holding now Hanocha as a mitzvah. But nevertheless, the Hanocha itself is built on, is piggybacking on the shoulders of the Hadlaka. The Hadlaka is what's carrying the Hanocha. And the Hadlaka has to be Hadlaka of Pirsum HaNes. If he lights it inside, he himself may have in mind the Pirsum HaNes of Ner Chanukah. But the Roeh who looks at his Ner, he's convinced that he's lighting it for his own purposes. It's not Pirsum HaNes. Mimeli doesn't even achieve that first stage of Pirsum HaNes, which is called Hadlaka, which would make set in motion and facilitate the possibility of getting to the second stage, which is Hanocha. If you don't have the base, you can't build the building. If you don't have a foundation, you can't construct the building. The foundation, which is absolutely critical, is Hadlaka. Norvas, the man who says Hanocha, so it says that's just the foundation. Now you can build on that foundation, but you have to build on that foundation. That means Hadlaka has to somehow be integrated, says the Ritva, into the ultimate picture called Pirsum HaNes. Now you have Hadlaka, that begins the process. On the Richter scale, you reach some sort of level of Pirsum HaNes. Now you can go on, and you can clinch the mitzvah by doing a Hanocha. That's going to give you the Pirsum HaNes when you place it down. If the Hadlaka itself was completely excluded, it was completely devoid of any relationship to Pirsum HaNes, then you can't have the mitzvah, you can't fulfill the mitzvah with the Hanocha, because the Hanocha has to be piggybacked, has to stand on the shoulders of what? Of the Hadlaka. The Hanocha is built on the Hanocha. The Hanocha is built on the Hadlaka. If you don't have the Hanocha, then the whole building collapses. What is the Ritva going to do with Cheir Shota V'Katan? In Cheir Shota V'Katan, there's no Pirsum HaNes with that Hadlaka. And yet, Tosfos says that if you hold Hanocha as a mitzvah, after the Cheir Shota V'Katan lit the candle, you, the Gadol, will take the candle and put it down in Pesach Beis HaMechutz, because Hanocha is a mitzvah. Meaning that Hadlaka is completely irrelevant. It's neutral, it's zero, it's meaningless. But who cares, because the mitzvah is the Hanocha. No, says the Ritva, the mitzvah is also the Hadlaka. And you see it from this Gemara, because the Gemara says that if he lit inside, and then he placed it outside, even though Hanocha is a mitzvah, you're not yotze. So what are you going to do with Cheir Shota V'Katan?
I mean, it doesn't say it in here, but I've designated this near for the mitzvah. I've allowed somebody else to light it, but since I've designated that, so I have that intent as to what...
What case are you talking about, Steve? We're talking about Cheir Shota V'Katan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
So if I designated this near for the mitzvah, allowing somebody else to light it, I still had, the intent for what this Nero was going to represent.
Are you saying the Cheir Shota V'Katan means not that the Cheir Shota V'Katan lit a candle and then I take the candle, but right. I told the Cheir Shota V'Katan or
I designated, I allowed them, to do that part, and then I went out and placed it. But yeah, if I walk into the house and I see a candle and I just take that and take it outside, I can't see how that would be.
Wait, let me just think for a split second. Wait, let me try to formulate what I think Steve is saying. You tell me if the Hanocha has to be a Hanocha of a Ner Chanukah. if this ner was lit inside, that's not a ner Chanukah. So when you do the hanukkah on that ner, you're not doing hanukkah on a ner Chanukah. In other words, the hadlok has to set up the ner as a ner Chanukah, and then I can do the hanukkah of a ner Chanukah. But if a cheresh shot with cut and lights it, then since I told him, I instructed him to light it for the purpose of Chanukah, then that ner lends itself, if I ultimately do the hanukkah, to the status of a ner Chanukah. So even though the actual hadlok was implemented by the cheresh, but nevertheless, since I told him to do so, or maybe because I designated the ner as a ner Chanukah, that already gives this quality to the ner Chanukah as a potential ner Chanukah, as long as he does the hanukkah afterwards. But if he lit it inside the house, then it doesn't have any potential to become a ner Chanukah because it's litzar kol kodma. I would say the following, Steve. I don't know if I'm not sure if we have to go as far as you want to. You're really taking us out on a limb, as I'd say, that in Cheir Shalt V'Kotten, it has to be designated by the Meiniach, by the Gadol, who maybe you don't have to go that far. Maybe you could say the following. That Cheir Shalt V'Kotten, when any one of them lights a candle, that's neutral. It's not negative. Oh, we have three levels here. We have positive, negative, and neutral. And maybe what the Ritva is saying is that as long as the Nair is neutral, meaning it doesn't have any personality to it, you don't know what it is, then you can do the Hanukkah, and then that Hanukkah will simultaneously create a Nair Chanukah and fulfill the Maisa Mitzvah, the action of the Gavra, as you call it, Ruvain, of Hanukkah. But that's only because the Nair is neutral, meaning it doesn't have, it's a faceless, anonymous, neutral Ner Chanukah. It's parva. It doesn't have any quality whatsoever, any identity whatsoever. Just one second. But if, on the other hand, you lit the candle inside your house, then you've already generated a personality, an identity to this Ner. The Ner itself was already a negative Ner. It's the exact opposite of a Ner Chanukah, because it's litzarko kodman. So when it's lit by the wind, or something comes down from Shamayim, or Cheresh V'Kotten, that Ner is neutral. You can take a neutral candle and make it into, upgrade it into a Ner Chanukah by doing Anocha. But if the Ner is negative, it's antithetical to a Ner Chanukah, because it was designated, at least in the eyes of the spectator, for the purpose of litzarko, that ner is mufka, it's completely excluded, it can never be converted, it can never be upgraded to the status of a ner chanukah. Jerry?
The cheresh is lighting the candle, but you're making the bracha?
Correct. You make the bracha.
You make the bracha.
When you do that, no.
He lights the candle.
No, I don't think so. Well, again, maybe Steve would say that. I wouldn't say that. Meaning,
your kavod.
I don't even know what the nusach of the bracha is going to be. I assume the nusach of the bracha is not the one we have, because the only hanukkah mitzvah, hanukkah is just a first stage. It's a preparatory stage, and the bracha always reflects the end stage.
The reason I think
on the gemar mitzvah, so if I would say the bracha would be asher kishon mitzvah, since you want to lehaniach ner chanukah, that's going to be a little strange, when you think about it.
The reason I was saying what I did. Because he can't even
say
the
Cheresh Shalt V'Kotten. Right. Well, I think what Steve would say is that since the Gadol is Omed Al Gabav, he's standing on top of the Cheresh and he's telling the Cheresh to light this candle, and he, the Gadol, is the one who designated as a Ner Chanukah, he can make the bracha.
That's what I'm saying. He makes the bracha.
Right. But I'm just saying, if you're going with Steve, I'm going to tell you that the bracha is going to be laniach ner chanukah because we're holding our nochos and mitzvah. Steve is going to say, no, since I designated this ner as a ner chanukah, so the hadlaka itself, even though it's being implemented by the cheresh shalt v'kotten, is already the first stage in pirsum hanes because it was designated for a ner chanukah, and the bracha will be recited. Again, you're right, Jerry, it can't be recited by the cheresh shalt v'kotten, but it can be recited by the gadol, and then maybe the nusach bracha will be lahadlik, even if I hold our nochos and mitzvah. Larry, what do you think?
That you wouldn't, that if you hold hanukkah or the mitzvah, you wouldn't make the bracha when you light it. You'd make it when you put
that's
it
what
down.
I thought. But I'm just saying, if Steve is right that when the Cheresh Shalt V'Kotten lights it, he's lighting, so to speak, on behalf of the Gadol, because the hadlaka itself has to be integrated into the mitzvah. So we have a two-stage mitzvah. We have a mitzvah that starts with stage one of hadlaka and culminates with stage two of hanocha. Could very well be then, I should make the bracha on the first stage. Usually, when there's a bracha, we make it on the last stage. I'll give you an example. Bedikas chametz has two stages to it. The first stage is checking for the chametz, and the second stage is bir chametz. Ah, faker. That's going to be a kasha, because you're making the bracha on the bir chametz. Right. You make what just one second. This is complicated. Wow, I just realized I stepped into a minefield.
Over and less, yes.
Right, you're going to make the bracha before the first stage, but the nusach bracha reflects the ultimate kiram mitzvah, which is beer. Just think of it. So maybe, Steve, what we would say is the following. The bracha will be al hanochas ner Chanukah, right? Well, haniyat ner Chanukah, but the bracha will be recited before the hadlaka. Why? Because that luck is the first stage. But again, that's all assuming, which is a gigantic premise, that when the Cheir Shalti B'Kot, the lighting the menorah, you are there overseeing, supervising the Adlaka. If you don't accept that premise, because that pushes the Gemara a little bit too far, then I'm going to say the following. Take any Nair whatsoever and do the mitzvah Hanoch on that Nair. I don't care where the Nair came from. I'm not interested in the history of the Nair. Unless the Nair has a negative quality. It's antithetical to a Ner Chanukah. Now, how could you have a Ner that's antithetical to a Ner Chanukah? Wouldn't we be willing to say that any Ner on the face of the universe has potentially, is a candidate for a Ner Chanukah? The answer is no. Why? Because he lit it inside the house. Once he lit it inside the house, his name on the candle is, this is to light up my house. That's what it says on the candle. That candle could never be upgraded to the status of a Ner Chanukah. Toshma, the Omer of Yeshua ben Levi. Here we turn to Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. We have another 5 minutes. And it says, Ashoshis is a large vessel. This is Aloch in Mukta. Okay? A large vessel that has a lot of oil in it. It was usually classically made out of glass. And what did he do? Shehoisa dolekes voleches kol hayom. Because it's such a vast volume of oil, it could last for more than 24 hours. These are like the Yahrzeit candles. Now the question is, this is a Havdalah question. Would he be allowed to use that candle that he lit on Erev Shabbos on Motzi Shabbos? Can one candle function in two capacities? It could be a Ner Shabbos, and then I could use the same Ner as Avdolah because it lasted for more than 24 hours. That's called the Lashon Hashas Ashoshis. So the Braisa, the Gemara is quoting a Braisa. No, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. This is a statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, name, Mechava Umadlika. He's got to extinguish it and relight it. Okay. So now I told you that we're talking about the mitzvah of Havdalah. So that's incorrect. Why is that incorrect? Why was I fooling you to see if you would yell and scream, my brother, that's incorrect? Right, but why can't it be a Havdalah? Because there's no din in Havdalah that applies to that blocker whatsoever. In other words, Havdalah means just get yourself a candle. So if this candle happens to be Avdallah candle, if it has all the requirements of Avdallah, the fact that it was used yesterday for Ner Shabbos would be totally irrelevant. It would not in any way impinge or undermine this status of a Ner Avdallah. So what are we talking about here when we want to know if the Ner that you lit on Erev Shabbos could be used on Motzi Shabbos? So by process of elimination, we must be talking about a Ner Chanukah. So on Erev Shabbos, he lit a Ner Chanukah, but he had such a vast amount of oil in the Ner that it lasted to Motzi Shabbos. Now Motzi Shabbos, he needs another Ner Chanukah. Can he use this Ner Chanukah? Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, name. He's got to put out this Ner Chanukah and light it again. Says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah has to be fulfilled through Adlaka Shapir, then I understand that you must extinguish the candle in order to relight it and implement Adlaka. But if you'll tell me, Hanachos a mitzvah, Hai Mechabim Adlika? Question mark, why does he have to put it out and rekindle it? It should have said Mechabim Let him put. Oh, I see what he's saying. He's saying that the language of Rabbi Shuva Levi is very telling. Why? Because he should have said, if he holds Hanochos a mitzvah, that he extinguishes the candle, because again, this hadlaka was not done for this particular mitzvah of this night of Hanukkah, so he has to get rid of that candle. But then, is magbia umeinicha umadlika. It's not enough that he just relights the candle. Why? Because if he relights the candle, what is he missing? Hanukkah. He has to do Hanukkah. So he's got to put it out, lift it up, and put it down again, and then light it. Miboile. That should have been the language of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So we see from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi doesn't require that you lift it up and put it down again. All he requires is hadlaka. So you just extinguish the candle and relight it. The ode, and furthermore, minakam of archinon for the nuscha bracha. This is what we discussed before, but now the Gemara relates to this explicitly. Asher kichon mitzvosu tzvara lahadlik ne'er shel Chanukah shma mino hadlokos of mitzvah. Meaning, if the mitzvah would have been anocha, then the nuscha bracha would be la'adiach ne'er Chanukah. But why does it say lahadlik ne'er Chanukah shma mino? We see clearly that the mitzvah is what? Is hadlaka, says the Gemara, Hashtag the Amrinan hadlaka also mitzvah. Now that we came to the absolute affirm, and we affirm this conclusion that the mitzvah is hadlaka, is a blika, cherishot of a kata. This was the source for Tosis that we saw on the previous Amud. Lo asa velo kumfus lit by a cherishot of a kata. That's nothing. However, the Gemara goes on to say that Isha vadei maklika, but if it was lit by a woman, that would be fine, and that's what we want to discuss tomorrow. So the only thing we didn't finish here is the Tosis my havi Allah. I asked you to put a little line under the word umasik, just to show you that the final conclusion, he says, that lakos of mitzvah vishari, and then you'd be allowed to be madlik from one ner directly to another ner. And the reason for that is because the very moment that you light the second ner, it becomes an ner Chanukah, you fill it. And therefore it's not considered like kinsa, because it's not a secular candle, it immediately takes on the identity of a ner mitzvah. If I would have held hanochos of mitzvah, then when I'm lighting one ner from the other and I haven't yet done the hanocha, then that second ner is a kinsa. So Rabosa, just for the record, as far as our schedule for tomorrow, we have to finish this Tosis my havi Allah, and then we have to talk about a woman lighting a ner chan. Okay then? I wish everyone a very fine day. Does anybody have any questions, any comments here, Don?
I'm confused because I thought you said that Tosfot said that you need both elements.
Yes.
Then you went on to talk about if the Kherush or Tan lights. Right.
How could that be valid if you're missing the element of hadlaka? Because the lighting of the cherishot v'katan is meaningless.
Right.
So if Tosfos is saying that even according to the Man Yomar hanochos of mitzvah, I need the hadlaka, and hadlaka is the hechsher, it sets up, as we said before, it's the foundation upon which you could build hanochos of mitzvah. Then how do you set up that foundation with the lighting of a cherishot v'katan? So here's a machlokas achron about this between myself and Steve. Steve says, how do you set that foundation in the case of Cherishot V'Katan? Is that you, the Gadol, instruct the Katan to light an Ner Chanukah.
So why did
I didn't want to accept that.
Yeah. Why did Tosfot? So when Tosfot said that the Cherish Katan lit it, in what context was he?
He was explaining Hanochos HaMitzvah. What's the difference between Hadlokos HaMitzvah and Hanochos HaMitzvah? Tosa says, what if you did the Hanukkah, but the Hanukkah was done by a Cherishot V'Katan? If I hold Hanukkah, it's worthless. If I hold Hanukkah, since I, the Gadol, did the Hanukkah, I'm Yotzei the Mitzvah. But that doesn't square with the Ritva, right? Because the Ritva proves from the Gemara clearly, in the case where you lit it inside the house, that even if I hold Hanukkah, I need the Hanukkah. So if I need the Hanukkah, how can we say that if it was lit by a Cherishot V'Katan, I can be Yotzei when I do the Hanukkah? Where's the Hanukkah? So we're trying to make some sense and validate the hadlaka of a cherishot v'katan. Because otherwise you can't build hanocha stage 2 without stage 1. So you must assume that the hadlaka of a cherishot v'katan is a meaningful hadlaka, in contrast to the case where you lit it inside the house. And my high, what's the difference between the two? So Stira has one answer to that, because she's saying that the hadlak of the Cheresh Shalt Forgot was done under the instruction of the Gadol, and therefore that hadlak itself is the first process of, the first stage of the process of Pirsum HaNes, and I can build on that. I was saying, I don't see anywhere we were saying that you have to supervise that blocker, but I wanted to say that the Cheresh Shalt Forgot is a non-entity. It doesn't register. It's an empty set. It has no identity whatsoever. That nair is just like a nair that came from the moon. And the halacha of Hanochos HaMitzvah allows me to take a nair that came from the moon and make it into a nair chanuk by doing the hanoch. However, what happens if I get to a case where the nair is antithetical to Pirsum HaNes? It's the opposite of publicizing a miracle. That nair was lit for the purpose of illuminating my house. That you can never upgrade, you can never change it and convert it into a nair chanuk. Then the hanoch is not going to help. Yeah.
And that's Tosfot and Rifka.
That's how I wanted to make a shiluv, as we say, between Tosfot and the Rifka. Yeah.
I'm saying you see that from the Gemara, because the Gemara says even if you hold hanochos and mitzvah, you have to extinguish the candle and relight it. If all you have to do is do hanacha, take the lit candle and place it out. You don't have to extinguish and relight.
Right. Correct. Excellent. I thought we said this, but maybe we forgot to say this. Larry's making an excellent point here. That you can prove the ritva, not only from the sugya that we had on Amud Aleph, but also from the sugya, not only from the sugya on Amud Beis, I should say, but also the sugya on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, because it says that if you had this nair going for 24 hours, and you want to use it now for the next day of Hanukkah, you need to extinguish it. And the Gemara says, if you hold Hanochos and Mitzvah, after you extinguish it, what you have to do is you have to light it and do another Hanocha. Why do you have to extinguish it? Apparently, it's Halacha v'Hadlaka, even if I hold Hanochos and Mitzvah, as the Ritva pointed out, you need the Hadlaka as well. The Hadlaka is, as we said, you know, the foundation upon which we can build the Hanocha. But you have to have a Hanocha. And here you don't have Hanocha. Again, you can always ask the following question, and this is a very profound question. Why can't the hanoch of yesterday be relevant to the hanoch of today? In other words, the premise of the Gemara is that every day of Hanukkah is a whole new mitzvah. You know, it's not like I can use yesterday's day of Hanukkah for today. And that's a profound conclusion, which has to be spoken.
Well, the Gemara talks about extinguishing it, picking it up, hanocha, but they can't. Where is the order?
You're worried about the order. Let's think about that. Wait, let's read it again. Sorry. Let's see what the order was. Just one second. Mechaber. Umagbia. Umeyicha umadlika. So you're asking, why would the bracha be on the hanoch? I don't know the answer to it. That's an excellent question. Why does the Gemara say that he does the hanoch and then the hadlaka? I don't know. At this point, I have to.